Vienna terrorist fooled prison de-radicalization program into thinking he was reformed. By Victoria Friedman on November 5, 2020. Islamist terrorist Quentin Fetchaly had fooled Austrian officials running a de-radicalization program he was attending before his early prison release that he was reformed, similar to London Bridge terrorist Osman Khan. 20-year-old Fetchaly, who killed 4 and injured 22 during a shooting spree in Vienna on Monday, was later confirmed to have been convicted of terrorism offenses in April 2019 after he attempted to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State. In 2018, he traveled to Turkey, a transit state to Syria, but Turkish police arrested him 2 days later in a jihadist safe house. The ethnic Albanian was imprisoned in Turkey for 4 months before being deported to Austria. Still considered a young adult, he was only subject to Austria's juvenile courts, and was conditionally released just 14 months into his 22-month sentence. Officials have now revealed that he was on a de-radicalization program while in prison and managed to deceive his probation officer into deciding he was no longer a terrorist threat. Broadcaster ORF reports that without the ruling by the de-radicalization panel, Fetchaly would not have been eligible for early parole on December 5, 2019. The Director General for Public Security, Franz Ruff, said that the jihadist had shown himself to be reformed and apparently had complied with all of the conditions, namely those of the probation service and the de-radicalization program. Interior Minister Karlenheimer remarked in more blunt terms that the Islamist had managed to deceive the judiciary's de-radicalization program. For more than one reason, the Islamist terror attack committed by Quentin Fetchaly in Vienna on Monday bears similarity to Osman Khan's November 2019 attack on London Bridge. Khan was also a convicted terrorist who had been released early. He had been attending a post-release rehabilitation program when he fatally stabbed 2 people, both of whom were running the rehabilitation event. Further, a report into the rehabilitation of Islamist inmates conducted by King's College London noted that Khan was considered a success story of an extremist turning their life around. His lawyer also said that he had been deceived into believing his client had been reformed. The KCL report, published in July, concluded that jihadist prisoners were engaged in widespread false compliance, which researchers said was based on the Islamic concept of taqiyya, using deception to hide one's real intentions, during de-radicalization programs to convince authorities and parole boards that they were reformed and would not pose a threat upon release. Islamist Adil Kermish, who beheaded 85-year-old Catholic priest Jacques Hamel in France in 2016, had also employed false compliance to aid his release from prison after previously being convicted of trying to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State. Former Al-Qaeda member turned MI6 spy Ayman Dean said that there is no such thing as a rehabilitated jihadist and that attempts to de-radicalize do not work. The only way a jihadist can demonstrate that they've renounced violent extremism is if they have sung like a canary and provided damaging intelligence on the networks that recruited them, said Dean earlier this year, calling for longer prison sentences for terrorists. The remarks echoed those of Prime Minister Boris Johnson in February, who admitted that really very few Islamists can be de-radicalized, stressing the importance of the custodial option. Austria's Justice Minister Almaz Attic explained on Tuesday that even if Fetchaly had not been under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court, Austrian law states that felons must be conditionally released after 2/3 of the term of imprisonment, if the conditions are met. A similar system operates in the United Kingdom, where most prisoners are automatically released on license halfway through their sentences. Following the London Bridge attack committed by Khan, and the stabbing attack in February in Streatham, London, committed by Sadi Shaman, who had also been released early from prison, the British government passed emergency legislation to stop the automatic early release of terrorist inmates. Extremists must now serve at least 2/3 of their sentence and be deemed no longer a threat to society before early release. The new law saw a legal challenge over the summer from Mohammed Zahir Khan, who had been convicted of terrorism offenses before the law was passed, but saw the rules retrospectively applied to him and others. Zahir Khan complained that treating terrorists differently to criminals was not only a breach of human rights, but was discrimination against Muslims. The High Court ruled against him in August. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.